Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tech Talk is underway on a Saturday. We're here for the entire hour, and we invite you to give us a call or text the program. Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the phone number on the program, as always. Once again, good for a call or a text if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever. Doug, good to visit with you. How you been?
Oh, absolutely wonderful, Steve. I sure like this weather. We've been having nice sleeping at night and still pretty decent. Got a little rain.
Yeah, we certainly could use a little more rain. I don't see any in the immediate forecast, but we'll keep our fingers crossed that maybe at some point this week we'll get a little more rain in these parts. But I agree, cool and comfortable, very nice day, and autumn certainly settling into these parts after a brutally hot Labor Day weekend. Doug, we've got a very busy text line already, and we should jump into that and get started right away. Okay. When I start my computer, a message comes up saying you have entered an incorrect PIN several times. Try again.
Oh, this is bad. You know, people rely on these PINs that they set up to log into Windows, and I'm not so certain that the miscoordination isn't on the server side. It's supposed to be all local, but I don't know if it is. And then they got to go back and they got to use their password if they're trying to get into Windows. And most people, well, the only thing they remember is the PIN. This log on credentials with all secure websites, it's extremely important that we keep track of these. And, you know, I'm not real big on password managers until I ran into one called KeePass. And it's got a weird spelling, KeePass, and it's KeePass XC. It is just wonderful. And it's open source, free charge. Got a database, you can put it on a thumb drive, but that's what they're having trouble with. The only way to correct that is to find their original password or reset their original password via their Microsoft account. This is ugly. It's ugly. I've fought with this many times, and it seems like Windows 10 and Windows 11 are the most difficult operating systems that Microsoft put out for credentials. It's critical that you always maintain your passwords. And I wish I had better news.
Yeah, and I am a big fan, though, when you go to a website and they say, we just want to make sure it's you, we're going to send you a code, maybe on your smartphone, where they'll send you a text and you put in the 6 or 7 digits or whatever it is. I really do like that dual authentication. I think that is terrific.
Well, I fight with that somewhat with some customers because they just don't get it. But most of them are catching on to it, and that's a good thing. And in fact, Google has come out with what's called a Google Authenticator. You got the dual authentication without having to do the dual work. The only time that you'll actually have to resubmit and get a message on your phone is if you're at a different device that they don't recognize, which with a VPN can get kind of hairy because your VPN may change locations 10, 15 times in a day. So it's kind of a jump through hoops, but I agree. The more we can do for our own personal security, the better off we're all going to be.
Yeah, I've run into, and on occasion, a difficulty with some people I know having their Gmail sync between devices. Now, I've never really had that problem because I have a couple of Chromebooks. I have a work computer, and it's generally been seamless. But some people that I know at times have said, well, I got all this email on my phone, but for whatever reason, it hasn't synced to another device. And that seems very unusual to me.
Here's the thing. I can almost guarantee one of these devices has their email set up as POP3.
Mm.
I can almost guarantee it. Or they're syncing in the wrong direction. And really, there should not be a need for Gmail. If everything is set up through IMAP, there really shouldn't be a need to sync, so to speak. But as soon as you log on, you're actually getting the data from the server, not your computer. So it doesn't really matter what device it is. Phone, computer. So one of their devices, I can almost guarantee, is set up as POP3. Probably their telephone.
I got you. Because that is really a major problem. Because I was working with this person, and they're saying, well, you know, all my email, all my stuff's on my phone. And they have a Chromebook, and they open it up, and we look at the Gmail account, and it's kind of similar, but not all the stuff is there. And I think that's very unusual. And I can say, well, that has never happened to me. I have an iPhone. I have an HP Chromebook. I had that Asus I told you about. Got a screaming deal on that a while back. So I've got a couple of them. I don't have a lot of money into them. And then, of course, I've got my work computer. And work, all the stuff is Gmail-based. So it's all Google-based.
If you find yourself in a support situation where you got to take care of a customer to get your work done, the first question out of your mouth is say, how many devices do you get this mail with? And ultimately, maybe they got a little tablet they haven't used for a couple weeks or 6 weeks or a watch that has connected to their phone recently. But when you start syncing equipment through multiple devices, it's really important that you understand IMAP, I-M-A-P, Internet Mail Authentication Protocol. The POP3, that's going to pull your whole message down to that one specific device. Well, then none of the rest of the devices have access to it. So I can almost guarantee that's what's going on there.
Yeah.
The whole intention of IMAP was to alleviate multiple devices and having problems with syncing.
So, once again, look for the dreaded POP3. And that, to me, seems, why does that even exist?
That was the original email. And sure. I think that a lot of the cell phone companies, it's quicker to set up. And, of course, they got their customers at the counter there. And just bang, bang, bang. Well, here's your email. You're all done. I think they need to slow down, take their time. And if they really understand IMAP, they should be able to set it up in just a minute or so longer. But I think that seems to be, from my opinion, my perspective, where the majority of these issues come from. It's a smartphone.
All right. Doug, very good. Let's get back to our Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. By the way, you're always welcome to join us on Tech Talk here on Saturday. Sports schedules permitting between 3 and 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoons. What is the best way to clean a laptop that's got food and sticky stuff and grime on the keyboard, etc.? Doug, how do you clean them up?
I usually will take and first I vacuum them up nice and gentle, of course, and then I use an industrial strength alcohol. And you got to be kind of cautious with this. This is like 97% alcohol pure, and you can't use it as a disinfectant because it dries far too quickly. And then once you get that done, you can take and buff it up just a little bit. Keys are probably the most difficult to clean, and it's going to take some time. Go to the hardware store, pick up a small, almost looks, in fact, a toothbrush will work too, but I like them a little bit softer than that. You can get these little brushes that are cleaning. Even a paintbrush works, that you can get down kind of underneath it and go this route. Eventually, however, you're going to have to take this thing apart. No doubt about it, because this thing gets down underneath the keyboard, and it will actually work its way all the way through a computer, the little particles. And when you take the back off, make sure that you lay the screws out and put them back in the exact same holes and do not over-tighten. Once it's all apart, disconnect your battery, vacuum them out. Again, with the industrial and regular alcohol will work too, but industrial strength just does such a so much better job. And don't leave anything damp. Let it dry. When I use alcohol inside of a laptop or a netbook, I'll leave the covers off them for a half a day before I put them back together if I've got the time. It really does make sense to keep these things clean. It really, really does. Another thing I think people have problems with the cleaning is the screens. I would never recommend using Windex or some kind of normal household window cleaner. Jump online, go to Amazon, eBay, and look for the anything that will clean a photographic lens for a camera. There's a Zeiss product that's like $12 for two great big 8-ounce bottles. I bought two of these when I moved in here 7 years ago. I still got a little bit left on one, and I use it almost daily. And that goes for your TVs as well. And do not clean your monitors when they're on if you can help it. Shut them off and let them things drain a little bit. Let them cool down, then clean them, then fire them back up. Your monitors are really, really important, and I think they're being abused today. So, yeah, take it easy on those, and I hope that helps.
Yeah, and a good, soft, lint-free cloth.
No doubt.
Dealing with any of this, spend the extra money. The lint-free cloths are available everywhere. Gentle. And, Doug, you brought that up earlier. But power them down. Take your time. No harsh chemicals. And you are right. It is important to keep the equipment clean when you can. We're going to take a break. We have a lot more coming up on the text line. It's very busy today. Great to see 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. We'll talk about where do you get rid of your old equipment. Is some of it worth money if you have old computers, power supplies, etc., sitting around? And here's a really good one. I don't know if we've ever talked about it. And does printer ink have an expiration date? Is it time to swap it out at some point? We'll get into all of that with Doug here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk here on a Saturday. We're on the air between 3 and 4 o'clock. By the way, Twins and White Sox coming up later on. Our lineup card at 5:30. First pitch at 6:10 here on the radio, home of the Twins. We'll have some football scores a little bit later on today before we turn it over to the Twins and the White Sox. Doug Swinhart is in. It is Tech Talk, and you're always welcome to join us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. It's good for all our shows. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And we promise to get right back to the text line. It is busy. We had a lot come in right away at the beginning of the program. And Doug, let's start with this one. Are you aware, does printer ink have some sort of expiration date? After a while, should you throw it away and get new ones?
I would put it in the printer and try it, but that's going to be your best test. I have never heard of it being a real big deal, but I've seen an awful lot of cartridges that if they're not used, they just no longer will deliver any kind of toner or anything like that. So I think they do. I don't know if it's actually published, but this is a real touchy subject, this printer consumables, and they're getting better at this. But I don't think that I would be throwing it away as long as it's printing and it's working. That's really the key. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it's broke, then absolutely. Jump on it, get it taken care of as quick as you can.
Yeah, and with inkjet heads, we've talked about this before, or inkjet cartridges, you can take those off. You can wipe them gently, distilled water, and I brought up the lint-free cloths, handy to have around for cleaning monitors or computer devices, etc., and even inkjet heads, if you don't use it a lot. Some printers will automatically cycle to make sure that they stay clean and clear, but they will consume ink in that process. So be aware of that. And it really gets down to, you know, it's one of those, if you're a snowbird and you're leaving a printer at home, you may want to pop those cartridges out and put them in a sandwich bag, or something if you're not going to be around for 6 months.
Oh, absolutely. It wouldn't even hurt to take a little alcohol and Q-tips and clean those little print heads in there just to make absolutely certain. Yeah, this is a thing that really is overlooked a lot. And that these printers can be a little on the touchy side, but normally I find that it's just a lack of maintenance, just a lack of taking the time to get this thing put together in the right way. And they're not that complex anymore. Like I say, just be gentle. You can take a little Q-tip, a little alcohol. It doesn't have to be even industrial alcohol for the inside of this. A little bit and not too much. Don't want to run it all over inside this thing. Just wipe that off. And you can do the same thing with your cartridges, too, if they're inkjets. And toner cartridges, you shouldn't have to bother with that at all on a laser jet printer. You should be good to go with very little maintenance on a laser. But I agree. I think this is something that people should pay a little bit closer attention to. It'll save them money in the end.
Yeah, because they really hit you, particularly on the inkjet printers, with those cartridges. They are not cheap. So make it the printer cheap, but the inkjet cartridges. And this is another thing I wanted to follow up on printers. I'm a big fan of using original equipment. If you have an HP printer, buy HP cartridges. If you have an Epson printer, buy, you know, genuine Epson cartridges. And same deal, right behind me, I have a Brother printer. That's just been great. Dynamite printer. And I always buy original equipment, OEM Brother cartridges. And it's paid dividends.
That's one of the smartest moves that you can make. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize this, but HP, for sure, puts a lubricant in their toner and their inkjets as well. Yep. And I think they all do this. So it has to be the right combination for whatever the chemistry is in this toner or whatever to go with that printer. I think that it really should just be an odd. I don't care if it's double the price. Stick with that brand. It really is smart to do that. There's no doubt that's why you're having better success than a lot of people with your printers. No question in my mind. Good job.
Yeah, so that's a mixed bag, though. Back to the original, does printer ink have an expiration date? Probably not. If you have inkjet cartridges that are 5 years old, they're probably not working anyway.
If you had them in a printer, probably not. But if they're in a cartridge, they should be fine.
Yeah, you know, if they're in a sealed package, it might be okay. Exactly. Doug, here's one we want to get to before the weather break at the bottom of the hour. I have old PC components, towers, power supplies, etc. Do you know where I can sell the stuff? Is it possible to get money out of it? What about that?
Your best bet would be set up an eBay account and tell the truth, no matter how bad it is, parts only. It's a tremendous business out there. And I always say this, if I set up something on eBay, I always put on there, I'll take the return. But I will check the serial number, so don't send me back a piece of equipment that you didn't get from me. This is a huge business. Yes, you can get some money out of these things. I can almost guarantee that somebody somewhere is needing that part because they got to get data off that specific computer, and supply and demand in the computer business is on steroids. So the used market is just blossoming last several years, especially in video cards. This is a big, big thing. eBay is absolutely, in my opinion, your best way to go.
Yeah, it is amazing what you can find on eBay, even if you're looking for an old cassette recorder or something along those lines. I mean, really old school analog electronic equipment. Somebody has it somewhere, and in turn, if you have rare older items that do work or have working parts or you have power supplies that are still in good shape, you're absolutely right. If you're willing to take the time, take photos, put it up on eBay, and then in turn, you know, ship it and be a good citizen on eBay. You know, you want to deliver, you want to be honest, and I think that's why the ranking system on services like eBay are invaluable. The feedback is huge.
Yes, it is. And the thing is, You know, we spend a lot of time putting a lot of emphasis on Amazon, but I always go and check eBay. I was in need of a monitor replacement, and week before last, I picked up a ViewSonic 32-inch refurb, right, straight refurbished from ViewSonic, $600 monitor. I paid $198. I love this thing. It's got double 1080p, so I'm at 3840 by 2160. It's just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. So don't underestimate eBay. They're doing bang up job.
Yeah. So if you got that old stuff, and by the way, we've mentioned this before, real quickly, there are great entities in town. Tech Dump, now repowered. You can still Google Tech Dump. They have Golden Valley and St. Paul. There are other outfits that will take your equipment. As a matter of fact, Repowered came to the printing business that I work at. They took away two large Gaylords of old electronic computers, monitors, etc., from the business that we accumulate over time, and we want to, you know, get this. I think they picked it up, they sorted it, they gave us certificates of destruction on the hard drives. It was $400 for two large pallets of old electronics, computer monitors, power supplies, etc., old servers, that sort of stuff. You can't beat it. It's a wonderful cause.
Yeah. There's a, you know, almost every county is going to give you practically free stuff at this point, other than the big TVs. Another one of my favorites in Minneapolis is Free Geek in the Twin Cities. And it's right off 25th Avenue South. Great people to deal with. They are kind of following the same pattern, much, much smaller than Tech Dump. Great people to work with. But you also got STS Electronic Recycling, and just run a quick search. You're find just a ton of them out there. There's a bunch. This is going to get to be a larger business as well. People are taking these parts and they're recycling. It's a good, good business. And I think that this is going to be exploding because people do not want to waste things and they don't want to turn the earth into a garbage pail. I think this is good.
All right. Quick break. We'll have much more tech talk. Still plenty of time to get in. You can use the phone line. It is the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. Once again, call or text the program. Quick weather update in a moment here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. A little bit late.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Later on, college football scores, and we'll count you down to the Twins and the White Sox. Twins closing in on a division crown. Playoff tickets go on sale on Monday, and we'll get into that a little bit more later in the program. By the way, you can reach us here on Tech Talk, here on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Doug joining us, as always, on this Saturday afternoon. And Doug, from our text line, I bought a new monitor, but it kept saying no signal. I thought maybe my video graphics driver needed an update, so I went into the device manager. It said my driver was up to date. However, I called the computer manufacturer, and they said the driver was more than a year out of date. We updated the driver, and it solved the problem. Yeah. Why did the device manager say it was up to date?
You know, this is really something. I have never, ever agreed with the fact that Microsoft offered all the manufacturers to download drivers for them. That is just, I think, completely counterintuitive to the way it should be. If you have a piece of hardware, your driver should come from that particular manufacturer of that hardware. Should never be placed in the hands of an operating system. But that's my opinion. It really is, you know, plug and play as well developed as it's become. It's still not a perfect science. And device managers, there, I bet money that if you were to like open this thing up, the device manager, and tell it to view all devices, it may actually have multiple entries for each device. And that's probably what went on with this machine. Once you clear that out, it would probably operate properly again. But this is devices and managers and drivers. That's probably at least 30% of what people deal with when their components are not operating. Bare minimum, 30 to 40%. I can guarantee it. This is a big, big issue. And I think it's important to keep them up to date. But here again, I'm one that if it's running, I don't change them. I think just leave it alone. Some people are in there dinging around all the time, and you can easily cause more problems than what it's worth. This is interesting. This person, I think, actually got a lesson. You might check on Windows. Windows might not do it. Well, you got to go to the manufacturer. Then you'll get the truth. That's interesting text, Steve. Very interesting.
Yeah. And by the way, that stuff should happen automatically, driver updates, etc.
Yes. Well, you can set your computer up to do it that way. I prefer to handle mine all on the manual side, but okay. That's preference as well. It really, you should be able to. You're probably going to get a better response on drivers if you have Windows Pro version instead of Home. I'm not certain why that is, but that really is a fact. Pro is a much, much advanced operating system, in my opinion, than the Home versions. And if you're one to automate, then you should definitely take a look at a pro version of Windows.
All right. Doug, from our text line here at News Talk, 830-WCCO, I have an iPhone 10. When do you recommend updating? I know my mom and dad had iPhones 8, and they were beat up, and they needed to upgrade, and they went through all of that, and I can't remember if they got a 14. I upgraded a while ago. I have a 13 right now. I've been pretty easy on phones. I still have my original iPhone in storage as kind of a museum piece. It's still kind of funny to pick that thing up and you know, the weight of it and the size. It's really interesting how they've evolved over time. But nevertheless, I think with any sort of smartphone, the question is, when do you update? I always feel like when it starts to get beat up and when you have a difficult time getting updates. Because in general, when the manufacturer, whoever that is, whether you have an Android device or an iPhone, you should take your updates.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if it's working, just keep it. I know that there's a lot of people that got to have the latest and the greatest, and they buy a brand new one every year, every other year. That's not the realm I live in. It's a tool. I want to get as much functionality out of that for as little output of dollars as I possibly can. For me, it's definitely just a tool. And I think you hang on to them. Hang on to them. And I don't really see major changes in phones over the years. They're getting much, much better with their cameras and that kind of, I don't take many pictures with mine. But the storage part has been definitely increasing. And I'm thinking that what we're really going to see in innovation is battery life coming up here. But that's going to be all digital equipment, not just phones. I wouldn't be too quick to go out and spend money until I absolutely had to. At the same time, you really can't be without a phone. So it's but you can get one in an hour or two as well. So I don't think it's that urgent that you got to sit down and plan replacement and that kind of thing. But that's me.
Yeah, and the last time I updated, I think I went from an 8 to a 13.
Yeah.
And like I say, I always have a good, solid, sturdy OtterBox. I really believe in that brand.
Oh, you bet.
To protect it. It's one of those cases where you got to monkey around a little bit to get it in place. But this is one of those where, you know, you can drop it and you're going to protect your phone. And the screen's in relatively good shape. But I think if it is a heavy use item and you're running around and it's in your pocket or in a bag or something, you know, they don't last forever. That's one thing. But like I say, I got a lot of mileage out of that 8, and then it was time. And what was great about it is the changeover, I literally, or my wife took care of it. She needed one, and our youngest daughter needed one. We did it all online. They sent the phones to it. You follow the instructions. We were able to back up the phones. It helps to have your iCloud account up to date. But it really was pretty easy to migrate to a new phone. We kept the old devices. We still have them around. I don't know if they're worth anything. Probably not. But my point
is, I sell them on eBay. Somebody that's repairing them will buy the parts.
There you go. Let's get back to eBay. We should wipe it and put it out there. Yeah,
absolutely.
Good idea.
Absolutely. And, you know, Nancy went to Apple phones several years ago, and I still got my Android. Yep. I got to tell you, these Apple phones, I think they're clear. I to listen to them and to speak into them, I'm beginning to think that they're worth the extra money. People complain that they're more expensive, and they're a little bit higher. I'm beginning to think they're worth it.
Well, we had a power outage. I was doing the show. We had a power outage, and we lost a lot of equipment. And without power and a modem, et cetera, I couldn't be on the air. And then I ultimately used an app on my phone and did the show on the phone for a couple of hours. And the quality was pretty good. It is amazing what they're able to do. And, you know, more and more reporters in the field will use these particular apps, and you can't tell if they're using a $500 mic and a fancy transmitting equipment or if they're doing it on the phone. And it's pretty amazing.
It is. It is indeed. And even the medical aspects now, the Apple Watches that connect up, they're doing EKGs on your wrist, and they're fairly accurate. It absolutely is mind-boggling. I like it. It's a good thing. A lot of good things are coming out of digital world that we live in as well. It isn't all bad.
All right. When we come back, we have much more on Tech Talk. Still time to get in if you have a question about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, 651-461-9226. But when we do come back following the break, we're going to talk about an HP, and they're wondering, I have Windows 11, but can I go back to Windows 10? We'll get Doug's thoughts on that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. All the news, all the weather coming up at 4. For now, Tech Talk with Doug each and every Saturday between 3 and 4 o'clock. I was told on the text line to stop talking, and that's what I was thought I was here to do.
That's your job. You can't stop.
Stop
talking, Steve.
Yeah, stop talking on a talk radio station. Okay.
Well, that's good advice, I guess.
Yeah. From our text line, I have an HP Elite Book running Windows 11. Can I get back to Windows 10? Is that doable, Doug?
You can, but I don't think I would recommend it. Here's the thing. Windows 12 is right around the corner, and I think Windows 12 is going to be a huge step forward for Windows users. I really do. Everything that I'm reading and seeing, people have that are testing it underneath the Windows Insider. I haven't had a chance to do any of that yet, but I think I'd just hold off. Wait for 12 and get on to 12 as soon as you possibly can. I think you'll save yourself a ton of frustration. Now, some things that you might want to try is you can put OpenShell and change the menu system. You can get this thing really running pretty good in 11. It's got to work out a little bit. I feel your pain. There are some things that I use in Windows that are just simply gone. And they shouldn't be, but they are. Yeah, but 12's bringing back a whole bunch of them. And the performance of 12 is going to be a very, very noticeable. And hopefully it's going to be the operating system that 7 turned out to be, or XP. That's really, I think we're overdue for a good one here, aren't we? And I would hold off. Just hold off. If you need some help, give me a call, and I'll see if I can't tweak it up for you a little bit.
All right. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email in a moment here at the end of the program. Here's another one from our text line, sponsored by Cities One Plumbing. Should I unplug my hard drive when I'm done with the computer? And I'm assuming an external hard drive. Should that be unplugged when you're done doing whatever?
Yeah, I think it should. And here's the thing. If you've got a 3.5-inch external hard drive, that's generally got a little power switch on it. I normally leave them off unless they're going to be in use. You can leave it plugged in, but just turn the power off. If it's a 2.5-inch where it's actually being powered from the USB port, unplug it. Yeah, take it out. That's probably being plugged in the front of your tower anyway, if it's a tower. And this is especially true with laptops. You don't want any more equipment plugged into a laptop or a notebook or a netbook than absolutely necessary running it right there. Just puts too much strain on the battery in the electrical system. Don't do it.
Yeah, so external hard drives, great for backups, but they don't need to be connected 100% of the time.
Yeah, and your equipment will be much, much better off if you just disconnect them.
And it's a great idea, back up your data, ideally on the cloud, maybe something local like an external hard drive, and try to get that done this weekend. Make sure your data is backed up.
You bet. You never know when something's going to happen. And I always try to train people in using copy and paste. And while they're doing them, they've got an external hard drive. So they're copying from their working drive in their computer, and they're pasting it into this external drive. They might as well have an iCloud web browser open or a web browser open to Google Drive and just do a second paste. Now you're saving all that work, and you're getting two extra copies. Almost identical effort. It just works out so well.
All right, Doug, we're almost out of time, but put out your phone number and email if people want to reach you.
Well, thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin@wccotech.com. admin at wccotech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. We'll do it again soon. Tech Talk Saturday is between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting, here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.